Before I came to Qigong, I did meditate most days for at least a decade. And I found that that was very helpful on a mental level, but it didn't really seem to translate into strong physical benefit. I definitely felt better, I slept better, my digestion was better, but all of those things as a family doctor I associate with stress reduction. But the Qigong, which was, that's that moving meditation, for me, I found that things just really started to free up physically. So, what did you notice?
I had a similar experience. I found that first off, I was able to deal with the pain, and eventually the pain went away.
When you say deal with the pain, what do you mean? Because in medicine, when we deal with the pain, we prescribe medication. That's how we
Yes,
deal with
but
it.
I was able to distract myself from the pain.
It's interesting because in the pain work, we know that when people learn to distract themselves from the pain, actually the brain changes. And there's a smaller part of the brain that pays attention to the pain, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So that's actually a very effective technique.
Yes, it was. How about for you? Did you, with regard to your stress in your medical practice, did you find that doing Qigong smoothed the rough edges of your life?
I found it's very interesting, isn't it? Moving from meditation to Qigong was quite a transition for me, and there were lots of concepts in the Qigong understanding that were new to me. And so, what I looked at was my two teachers who were both in their 50s and 60s, and they could move like a 4-year-old. And I thought, there must be something in that. So, yeah, I tried it, and the first hour, I remember the first hour of Qigong that I ever did, I felt like I'd lost a decade. It was the most amazing feeling. I was 40, and I felt like I'd suddenly got myself back, and it was astonishing. So yeah, that kind of got me going.
The other thing I would like to say about it is that Qigong is one of these practices that anyone can do. It is suited for any condition. People can sit. If they are not able to sit, they can lay down. And that also was very something that I really appreciated when I was first starting, because when I first started, I did have to sit. And that's how I started doing my practice. And then as I got stronger, I was able to stand up, and eventually I was able to do practice for a very long time.